paragraph chavov, וזה שטוען דוד כשזווד על חטוי בבת שבע, and this is why we find in the Sefer Tehillim, דוד המלך is pleading with Hashem after the incident with Bat Sheva, and he says to Hashem, he's negotiating with Hashem, and he says, Ki pshoai anieda, I know my sin, Hashem, and the word pesha, pesha is the worst level of sin, when a person does a sin spitefully, vachatosi negdi somid, and my sins are in front of my face at all times. I never forget about it. I never allow it, you know, I never ignore it, chas v'shalom. Ve'im kein, and that being the case, uchal lehisrachek v'lipol ayidei zeh chas v'shalom. I could easily fall and become distant from Hashem as a result of this, loymar, to say to myself, she'efes tikvah chas v'shalom, that there's no hope. That there's nothing, there's no way in the world I can fix this. There's no way in the world I can get back into the good graces of Hashem like I once was. As there were many people during Dovid HaMelech's lifetime who tried to use this against him, who tried to use this to convince him that he's a loser, that he can never have any place in Klal Yisrael. He's gone. As Dovid HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Rabim oimrim lenafshi, ein yeshuoso loy velikim sela. Many tell me that there is no hope for me by Hashem. Ukamay Shapirish Rashi Shom, as Rashi HaKodesh points out over there in Tehillim, Shehu machmas ha'ovoy nazeh. Because of this sin with Bat Sheva, forget it, you're out. Aval Dovid HaMelech lo yistakel al kol hadchiyo yisoele. However, Dovid HaMelech ignored all of this rejection. Hein me'acherim, whether it was coming from other people, hein me'atzmoy, or if it was coming from within himself, from the Yetzirah inside of him. Rak chizek esatzmoy, but rather he encouraged himself, he fortified himself. V'omar, and he said to Hashem, L'cho levadcho chotosi, Hashem, my sin was only to you. I didn't sin to anybody else. I sinned to you only. V'hora be'necho sisi, and I did what was wrong, what was evil in your eyes. Ki lo chotosi neged shum malach v'sorof. Hashem, I didn't sin against any angels or against any srofim. Ki im negdecho levad, only to you. And therefore, so, Valkein biyod chol esloyach. Therefore, Hashem, it's up to you. Nobody else. You can't say what most other people can say. One minute, I got to discuss it with my partners. I got to discuss it with my boss. You don't have no boss, Hashem. You don't have no partners. So if I did anything wrong, it was only to you. And therefore, you do have the ability to forgive. Valkein biyod chol esloyach, ki ato mochroch kaviyochol esloyach. Hashem, in all actuality, you have to forgive me. You're obligated to give me. You know why? Leman titzdak bidovrecha. These are Dovid HaMelech's words in Tehillim. In order that you should be right in what you said. Kidei shetitzdak v'tizke neged hamalochim shekitrugu v'omru mo'eno shkisizkarenu. Ki osid lamech tekamach l'argazakamach. Remember, Hashem, when you had that argument with the angels in the beginning of creation? When some of them said, don't create men, and they gave all kinds of good arguments. And you, Hashem, refused them. You refused to listen to them. You took Emerson and threw it to the ground. And you said, what are you talking about? I know that there's some truth in what you're saying, but who cares? I am called Rachum. One of my names is Rachum. One of my names is Chanon. Who am I going to use the Rachmanis on? The angels? Angels don't need no Rachmanis. Whom are you going to use the Rachmanis on? Tzadikim? They don't need Rachmanis. I need the Rachmanis is going to be when a person does something wrong, when a person does a sin, and then I have to employ the Rachmanis. That's when my attribute of Rachmim and Chanun is going to come forth. So the angel said that man is going to sin and anger you. V'lo yodu oitzem riboy rachamecha v'chasadecha at ein cheker. And those angels couldn't perceive your infinite kindness, which goes way beyond everybody's understanding. Sha'ato marbe lisloyach lechol hamevakshim mechilo slicham yitcha. That you love to forgive, and you have more forgiveness than anybody could ever do sins. The Balatanya, this I heard from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, I think he was the one who said it, that the Balatanya once said, we make a bracha in Shmoneh Esrei Chanun hamarbe lisloyach. Hashem, who is kind, who is marbe lisloyach. So he said the word marbe has different meanings. One of the meanings of the word marbe is more. Ribui means more. The Balatanya said that you get a Jew in this world, you get Mr. America, who can do a billion sins an hour. He's advanced himself. He's perfected himself to such a point. He used to do 1,000 sins an hour. Now he can do 1,000,000, 1,000,000,000. As much as you could, as fast as you could do sins, and as big sins as you could do, Hashem has more forgiveness than that. Hashem is marbe. The koyach of slich of Hashem. Hashem can outrun you any day with his kindness, with his power of slich, kapora slich mechila. So here, David HaMelech said, "Achata marbel esloich lechol amakshim echlesim echa." You, Hashem, have lots of forgiveness for all those who ask you for forgiveness. Alkein ato muchroch lechsloich. Therefore, Hashem, you have to forgive me, kedeshetitzak bedavrecha, so that you should come out right in your argument when you told the malachim. Remember, you said to the malachim, "What do you mean, I shouldn't create man? Where's my rachmanis?" Well, so Hashem, you told them that you have Rahman. You told them that you know man is going to sin, but so what? I have Rahmanus. That can fix it. V'tizken egdom, so that you should be victorious, successful against the Malachim. K'dei shehiru shetzodakto bedvorecha, so that the Malachim should see that you were right in your words, u'bishoftecha, and in your judgment, to go ahead with the creation of man, shebarose sodom, that you did create man. U'kamay shekosu sham b'medrash, as it says over there in the Medrash, sheheshiv Hashem yizborach, that Hashem responded to the Malachim. When the Malachim said, Hashem, why would you do this? Man is full of sheker. They're going to sin against you. They're going to make you angry. The Medrash says, you know what Hashem said? V'chi alchinom nekresi racham v'chanon? So what do you think, guys? It's for nothing that I'm called Racham V'Chanun? I have these names, Racham V'Chanun, and they're just going to be in the closet, the Rachmanis and Chaninas. I'm never going to get to use it? You think that's what I want? You think that's right? That was Hashem's claim. V'zeh she'omar acharkach, and this is why Dovid HaMelech says right afterwards, Hein emes chofatzto batuchois. Hainu, Afalpi shelafiho emes shebedati nidmeli sherochoik mo'oid shashem isborach yislach li al ovon godol kozeh. Even though there's a certain truth in my brain that's telling me, hey, the last thing in the world that Hashem is going to do is to forgive you for this sin. You crazy? A tzaddik like you and a melech of Klal Yisrael, you went ahead and did such a terrible thing. Hashem's going to forgive you? Never! Even though there is this emes inside of me that's trying to tell me this, umach mazeh kimat kimat shenofalti bedaiti, and because of that, I almost despaired. I almost gave up. V'nasrachakti mitchayidei zachas v'shom, and I almost ended up being very distant from you, Hashem, as a result of that. Avol chazdecho govar olai. However, Hashem, your chesed overcomes all of that. Your chesed sustained me. Shezikisani lohovin meirochoik. Your chesed has given me the privilege to realize, even from the distance, sheamitas rachmei daitcho agdoisho iefshe lahasig. That the truth regarding your infinite kindness is completely beyond anything we can imagine. And therefore, alkein ani mechuyev la'asais es shali, lehischazek bechol pam. Therefore, I must do whatever I can to pick myself up and to do whatever I can, whatever minimum I can of rectification, of correcting, of chesed, of mitzvah, of tefillah. Ulehapil tchinosi lefonecha, and to present my plea before you, Hashem, ad yashkiv veyer Hashem in Hashemayim, until Hashem will look down upon me from heaven with kindness, with love, and bring me back to him. Vezehu, and this is what Dovid HaMelech says over there, Hein emes chofatzto batuchois. You want the truth deep inside. Shebevadai ho'ikruhu emes. Most definitely, the most important thing in Yiddishkeit is emes. V'chol chafotzechu bakoshesecha me'odom ha'shofel hazeh hu'rak emes. And the only, what you really want and are looking for from man is, from this lowly human being is, you want emet. Hashem wants emet. Hashem wants us to be truthful and honest and comply with the Torah, which is emes. Avol, however, ani mevakesh, uvesosum chochmo toidieni, shetoidieni chochmo amitis, mashesosum venela mimeni. But still, Hashem, I ask you, please reveal to me, teach me the chochmo, the true chochmo, which is hidden from me, which chochma sheze ikar ho emes lamitoi, which is the ultimate truth, which is the highest level of truth. Hainu shechizek esatzmoi. This is Dovid HaMelech encouraging himself. V'toanim Hashem Yisborach, and he argued with Hashem. He negotiated with Hashem. Afal pi shato chofetz rak be'emes. Even though Hashem, we know that you want only emes, bechinas, as the pasuk says, hein emes chofatzto batuchois, ulefio emes shebedaiti rochoik moichim chli Hashem Yisborach, and based on a certain truth in my brain, that truth is telling me that Hashem will never forgive you. What are you, crazy? Why should Hashem forgive you? What does Hashem owe you? To the point where it could feels as if there's no hope, chas v'sholem. Aval ani yodea she'adayin lo hisakti amitas rachmecho b'shleimus. However, I know that that's emes on a certain level. I know that I have not yet achieved the true understanding of your kindness, b'shleimus. That I don't know. That no human being can fathom how far-reaching Hashem's kindness is. Vani mevakesh, and therefore I ask, uvesosum chochmo toidieni, shetoidieni ma shesosum venele mimeni, that you should reveal to me that which is hidden, the hidden knowledge, shehu amitas rachmecha v'chasadecha, which is the truth about your kindness and your rachmonus, asher sogvu va'omku ma'oid v'nelmu mimeni, which are way beyond me, way above anything I could ever understand or imagine, asher al yodom yeshli gamkein tikva gedoyla, whereby through that rachmonus, through that chesed, there is definitely great hope even for me. Because Hashem, your thinking is very deep, way beyond us. We don't know anything. There is a possibility and there is an option for everything to be rectified and for everything to be turned around for the good. Everything. All the mistakes that a person did his whole life, there's a possibility in one shot to turn it all around and turn it all into a bracha. The Gemara says in Yuma that when a person does tshuva me'ava, all of their sins get converted to mitzvahs. Which means if he did 1,000 sins, if he did only 1,000 sins, he's got 1,000 mitzvahs. If he did 1,000,000 sins, when he does tshuva me'ava, in one shot, he has a deposit of 1,000,000 mitzvahs in his account. That's what the capability is. The chol hu avoinois yishapchu lezechuyos, as the Gemara says, that all the sins should be converted into mitzvahs. The minuses should become pluses. Rak shelo yisyai shatzmoy min hatzaoka v'hatfila v'atchina. There's one condition. The condition is that the person doesn't stop and doesn't give up and doesn't quit from crying out to Hashem and praying to Hashem and begging Hashem. Ukimoy shamati mi pivzal, as I heard from Rabbeinu Zal's mouth, Rab Nosson Zal says, kimavur bimkoymoy, as is explained where it's brought in Rabbeinu Zal's forum, ayin sham, look over there.